So the Emerging Filmmakers Project is a locals-only screening program that's been happening at the Bug since 2002. And 5 years ago, they realized that they weren't getting films from all of the different communities that they wanted to get. And one community in particular that they felt was a little lacking was female filmmakers. So they wanted to do a festival to focus specifically on female filmmakers was when they asked me to come on. It started in 2011. This will be our fifth year. It happens every summer. And it is a chance to highlight the contributions of local female filmmakers. There's a thriving film community in Denver, and we want to focus specifically on the contributions of women for this particular festival.
Do women filmmakers have a particularly unique voice when they present their films?
They do, and you know, I think it's an important voice to hear. It's always interesting because I think that people have an idea in their head. Maybe they don't realize it. Maybe they can't put it into words, but they have an idea of what they think a film by a female filmmaker should look like. And every year, there's always at least one person who comes up to me and says, "You know, wow, I wasn't expecting this." Because we have such a wide variety of films. We have narrative and documentary, comedy, horror, drama, music videos, animated. Women make up 50% of the population, but most statistics that you look at show that, you know, in the last 5 years, less than 5% of films, feature films that were released by Hollywood were made by women. I think that female filmmakers do have a unique voice, and we have our own stories to tell, and it's important to highlight that and give the community a chance to see it.
So tell us about some of the women filmmakers which will be featured at the Colorado Independent Women in Film Festival.
We have a lot of really great filmmakers that we're going to be featuring this year. One in particular on Saturday, we're going to have producer Miriam Ersaz with us. She is one of only two producers in Colorado that's pushed multiple films through the Denver Film Incentives Program. So she's going to be there. She's going to be screening a film that she produced locally called Mind's Eye. We're going to show that on Saturday at 4. And then we're also going to see a trailer or two for some other work that she's done, and we're going to have a great Q&A with her afterwards. We're also going to be seeing a great film called Broken Ties by local filmmaker Darla Ray. It's a narrative piece. It was made with 100% local Colorado cast and crew. We have 20 filmmakers total. We have several filmmakers. Chris Hipps made a documentary called Lenny C. Rocks the Mic about a local artist named Lenny C. That's going to be screening on Saturday. We also have several films from new filmmakers who have never screened at the Bug Theater before, which is always exciting. It's always nice because we usually have a good mix of returning filmmakers who screen year after year and new filmmakers who are, you know, screening at their first festival, which is always great to see.
Would you say this is a good networking opportunity in addition to a great film festival?
It is. It's always great to get the film community together for a chance to meet each other and see each other's work and talk. And there's always time between blocks. We do an intermission usually halfway through, which is a great time for people to meet each other and talk about the films they've seen. And we'll also be doing a wrap party Saturday night after the last block of films. So it's kind of one of the nice things about the Bug Theater and the Emerging Filmmakers Project and the festivals we do is that it gives not only filmmakers a chance to interact with each other, but the community, you know, they get a chance to talk to the filmmakers and the actors and the actresses and the people that, you know, made the films happen.
Now, you yourself are a filmmaker as well, is that right?
Yes, I'm a writer and a director, and I produce sometimes.
Can you tell us a bit about the film work that you have done?
I've mostly done narrative short films so far. I'm currently working on a feature film called Trauma. We're right back in the middle of production right now. We're hoping to wrap this summer. And recently, I actually did a film about the Bug Theater that's going to be screening at the festival on Saturday at 6. It kind of highlights the history of the historic Bug Theater and the different programs that happened there and why it's so important just to the community in general to have a place like the Bug.
Building on the what you had been talking about the relief of finding a community of people who are willing to support, I imagine for any filmmaker, it is very, very tough to produce work in a vacuum. Is that right?
It is. I know that I certainly tried it in the beginning. I think a lot of filmmakers do. But I think to really learn and grow, you need to connect with like-minded individuals. Even just getting feedback on your work is really important. But finding people to help you, whether it's, you know, in pre-production, during actual production, just, you know, showing your film once it's done, it's really important if you want to grow as an artist to find a like-minded community. Absolutely.
In your experience in organizing these Colorado Independent Women in Film festivals. Have there been experiences throughout that have made you, have reaffirmed your ability as a filmmaker, or has brought you closer to the community?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that always strikes me about this festival is really how many of us there are out there. I feel like from my work with the Bug Theater and the Emerging Filmmakers Project, I feel like I've met so many people, but there are always so many filmmakers that I meet every year at Colorado Independent Women of Film that I've never met before, who've been out there making films and you know, didn't know about the community that we have and didn't know about this opportunity. And I love that. I love meeting new filmmakers who've maybe never been to an event like this before and hearing what it means to them to have found, you know, a community like this and a festival like this. It's inspiring. It's one of the things that I love, and it's one of the reasons I always look forward to putting this event together.
So we touched on a few of the films that are going to be featured at the Colorado Independent Women in Film Festival, including Lenny C. Rocks the Mic by Paper Cat Films, as well as Mind's Eye by Mariam Ersaz. Are there going to be a mix of features and shorts as well?
Yes, we're going to kick off. So on Friday, we're going to start at 7. We're going to have a great block of short films. And then at 9 o'clock on Friday, we're going to see a couple of episodes from Inner Dimension, which is a locally produced television show directed by Kasia Fawcett. And then again on Saturday, we have two more great blocks of short films. We also have Mind's Eye and another locally produced film called The Silver Moonlight. So we have a great mix. We have dramas and comedies and documentary. We have an animated piece. We have a little bit of everything, which is kind of the really nice thing is that we always get a really wide, eclectic mix of films at this festival.
What keeps you coming back to pull this festival together year after year?
Discovering the Bug Theater and the Emerging Filmmakers Project changed my life. I had started making films in college, but I never really knew how many other people there were out there doing this. And I still remember showing up to my first EFP. It was October of 2009, I believe. And things were different from that point on. Meeting all of these other people, and you know, who love the things that I love and do the things that I do, and just how supportive they've been, and getting the chance to support them in return has been amazing. And Colorado Independent Women of Film in particular, it's so inspiring to see just to see all of the different work that, you know, women in this industry are doing here in Colorado. Not just, you know, behind the camera, in front of the camera as well, producing and writing and directing. Not only that, but just to hear the reaction from the community. You know, I love it when people tell me that their perception of what a film by a female filmmaker should be has changed from attending that festival. There's always one person every year who says that, who had an idea. They thought they knew exactly what they were getting. Our tagline is, go ahead, call them chick flicks, we dare you, which is kind of a little fun that we play with that idea, that people expect to see, you know, chick flicks. Even if they can't put into words what a chick flick should be, that's what they expect. And I love being able to change that perception a bit.
And folks will definitely have their perception changed next week at the Colorado Independent Women in Film Festival. For more information about the film festival, where can people go?
You can find us online. We're on Facebook. It's Colorado Independent Women of Film. You could also go to CIWFDenver.com or BugTheater.com.